Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been working through the first letter of Paul to Timothy, and now we come to the second letter. One of the things that strikes you early on is in fact something that we commented in towards the end of the last program. He writes to Timothy, "My dear son." There's clearly a very real and deep affection that Paul has for Timothy, but also that Timothy has for Paul. When they parted, we don't quite know what was happening. We're not given all the circumstances, but Paul had to leave Timothy, and he talks about recalling his tears. I believe that there were tears because there really was a deep fondness of one another, and it was very, very hard to say goodbye. And Timothy was deeply upset at this mentor, this father in God, this precious man who was going to have to move on and leave him behind. Paul comments on Timothy's sincere faith. Now, he's recognized people of faith in the household. For example, his grandmother and his mother. But Paul says, now you have that faith. I think it's very important just to note that sometimes godly grandparents, godly parents have their influence upon us. But we do need to have our own faith. And you cannot rest on the faith of others, however precious and wonderful those people may have been in your life. The other thing that Paul is wanting to speak about in this first chapter, he's reminded of the time when they laid hands on Timothy in order that he would move into ministry. And he's just saying, Timothy, look back to that time, because it was a precious time, and there was prophecy, and there was a sense of the presence of God as we put our hands upon you and set you aside for Christian ministry. So go back to those times and just encourage your heart, be strengthened that what God said to you in those days, it's still true. And he still will work it out. That Spirit of God that came upon you doesn't want you to be timid, but he wants you to exercise spiritual power, love, and self-discipline. And Paul just goes into the fact that the gospel, it's the power of God. We've been saved. We've been called to a holy life. Jesus Christ has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And he says, I was appointed to preach this gospel. And Paul, unashamedly, he's not bragging, he's not in self-pity either, but he says, this gospel has been very costly for me to proclaim. Because some have persecuted me, some have really made me suffer because I preach this gospel. But he says, I know whom I've believed, I'm convinced that he's able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day. Paul is saying, I am confident that despite setbacks, despite situations of pain and difficulty, despite many problems in ministry, I know that the one who has saved me is going to keep me. And he said, Timothy, you also allow the Lord to guard you. That deposit of the Spirit that came upon you at conversion, that rested upon you in your ministry time, let it continue to feed and strengthen you. Paul says, there are some who've deserted me. There are some who've let me down. But, well, I pray for them. Timothy, you have not let me down. Well, we must pause for some worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little more on 2 Timothy chapter 1.
You're the one who set the stars on high and made them shine for us. And you're the one who made the earth and sky and breathed life into us. And your love so sweet that we can only fall at your feet, and we will sing a song of love to you, O Lord. And we will bring that song of love to you forevermore and evermore. Upon himself the pain of all and give his life for us. And your love so strong that we can only fall at your throne, and we will sing a song of love. Song of love to you forevermore and evermore. You're all we need, a love that sets us free, free from the sin, free from the shame, free to be close to you.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the first chapter of Paul's second letter to Timothy. Very much an encouraging start. In many ways, it doesn't seem like a continuation of the last one. He is encouraging Timothy here to be faithful. And one particular phrase that I picked up was in verse 6, fan into flame the gift of God. A lesson for the rest of us to somehow take action about the gifts that we have been given by God?
Yes, indeed. I think that it's like a fire that if you just let it burn, it will start to die. Mm. And therefore you need to stoke it again, get it up and running and going. And one of the things that fuels our Christian life is to feed on those times when God has been perhaps especially real to us, particular answers to prayer, significant verses, significant prophecies that have been shared with us. And Paul is saying there are times when you need to get hold of them, Don't let them die, but just rejuvenate them. Remind yourself and actively praise God for what you've received.
It's almost as though Paul is encouraging Timothy to up his game, to G up a little bit and do more. He talks about God didn't give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love and self-discipline. Is there a danger that you can fall into sort of timidity and a bit of lethargy and not doing so much stuff?
Well, I think incredibly so. I mean, this is not a unique situation that Paul is having to address with Timothy. It's there in the Word of God, because so many of us can have seasons and times when we, if you like, feel a little bit we're running on empty. And this is what Paul is doing. He's stoking the fire, as we said. He's encouraging Timothy, don't fall into apathy. Don't fall into just a routine which has no life in it, but make a deliberate effort to seek the face of God and the refreshment on your ministry that he can give.
Now, you get the impression, certainly in this first chapter, that actually Paul's going through quite a difficult time himself. Later on in the chapter, in verse 15, he says, "You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes." So people have deserted him, and he's feeling isolated, and he's in prison.
Well, that's right. And I think here, you know, Paul is doing something that preachers often do. In other words, one of the things that can give a ministry real life is that when you address in the church issues, that in fact you're also speaking to yourself. And I think you may well have quite a valuable idea there, that Paul is stirring himself up not to be in any way apathetic or take things for granted, as much as he's stirring up Timothy.
How do you do that, though? Because it's very understandable for Paul, you know, if he is in prison and it's all gone rather badly for him, to be discouraged. He's encouraging Timothy. How can he encourage himself?
I believe that we encourage ourselves by remembering what God has said, which is a point we've already made. But just to emphasise it, that you know, God's word, whether it's coming from Scripture or whether it's prophetic, based on Scripture, of course, I find this myself. I find from time to time, I look back at things that God has said to me, and they really do feed you. They really do keep you on track. And so that's one of the key ways, remembering what God has said. Another key way to avoid going down and down, make sure that you have others that you can share with. Don't be isolate. Don't find yourself almost a recluse. You need to make sure that you're out there with others, because they have the same experience as you. You can encourage each other.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at Paul's second letter to Timothy in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.